Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 3, 2009. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will look back at last week's football games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. 2008 NCAA playoff participants Thomas More and Washington and Jefferson appear headed for another showdown for the conference title in 2009, as both national top 25 teams stayed unbeaten with impressive road wins. The Saints rolled to a 34-0 lead en route to a 34-16 decision at Westminster, while W&J won at Grove City 28-10. In other action, Geneva also stayed unbeaten by defeating Teal at home 37-13, while Waynesburg was victorious at home over St. Vincent 33-12. Bethany had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to Thomas More senior quarterback Trevor Stellman, who threw for 239 yards and 3 touchdowns while rushing for 84 yards and another score in the Saint victory. Defensive honors went to Waynesburg senior safety Dylan August, who recorded 8 tackles and grabbed an interception versus St. Vincent. Special teams recognition went to Grove City punter Ed Reith, who averaged nearly 38 yards per punt while adding a 37-yard kick return for the Wolverines against W&J. This week, the marquee matchup is at Cameron Stadium in Washington, with a battle of unbeaten programs on tap. 3-0 Geneva travels to face 4-0 Washington and Jefferson at 2 p.m. W&J leads the all-time series 35-19-2, and has won both meetings since Geneva joined the PAC in 2007, including a 43-14 win in Beaver Falls last season. However, the GTs hold a conference-best 7-game win streak dating back to last season. Despite his recent success in the series, President Head Coach Mike Sirianni knows his program will have its hands full with a physical Golden Tornado squad.
Well, we really respect Geneva. They have some great players. They have what we think is the best defensive end that we've seen in a long time, and Brian Wilson, that, you know, he doesn't have a lot of stats, but that's because they've run triple and quadruple teams, and I just think he's a tremendous player. They have great players. They got really well coached, and we expect a great game on Saturday.
Thomas More will put its unbeaten streak on the line at 1:30 p.m. as the 3-0 Saints host 1-2 Bethany at Bank of Kentucky Field. Last season, the Saints rolled up 273 yards and 5 touchdowns on the ground in a 42-12 win at Bethany. However, the Bison won the only previous meetings between the two programs in Kentucky with a 21-17 decision back in 2006. Saint head coach Jim Hilvert previews the matchup.
Definitely. I know, I've been telling my kids, I know Coach Weaver and Bethany will be ready to come and play this Saturday. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for us. And then we've always struggled with them, and especially over the last 2 years. And I know our guys are excited about playing them at our home field. Feels like I've been there a lot over the last 2 years, my short period here at Thomas More at Bethany. But Bethany's well coached. I know they got some weapons on the offense side of the ball, and their defense has improved. So we got to come out and play 4 quarters of football. And I think we have a great opportunity of having a lot of success doing that.
Another game will take place in Greenville on Saturday as 1-3 Teal hosts 1-3 Westminster at Alumni Stadium at 1:30 p.m. Westminster has dominated the all-time series 41-18-8. However, the two programs have staged a series of very competitive games in recent years. The Titans posted 16-10 and 20-16 wins the past 2 years, but the Tomcats won the 3 previous meetings, including a 45-27 win in the last meeting in Greenville in 2006. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand expects another tight contest with Teal this weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great game. We're going up to Greenville to play a very good Tomcat team that has the potential to score on offense, and defensively is playing better and better each week.
Finally, 1-3 Grove City will host 0-4 St. Vincent at Thorne Field with a 2 p.m. kickoff. The two programs have split the previous 4 meetings, although the Wolverines have won both contests since the Bearcats joined the PAC in 2007, including a 27-12 victory in Latrobe last season. The last Bearcat win in the series was a 14-9 win to close the 1960 season. Waynesburg has the weekend off. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.